If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps me out a lot. Cheers.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Null Analyst Podcast. I'm Jed Hearn, and each episode I normally analyze a story to help you become a better writer. Today, however, I've got some bonus new content for you. So in addition to your regularly scheduled every second Tuesday in-depth novel analyses episodes, each Monday for the next 5 weeks, I'll be making a quick writing tip episode. So just to repeat, the normal episodes, they're not going anywhere. I just want to give you even more stuff. This is Jed's Quick Writing Tip, episode 1. Stay off the nose. Readers hate on-the-nose dialogue. You know the type. It's clunky, it's melodramatic, and unrealistic. Here is a fantastic example. Fantastic in the regards of this is on the nose, not this is great dialogue. Quote, I'm haunted by the kiss that you should never have given me. End quote. Which comes, of course, from Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. When characters speak like this, when they speak exactly what's on their mind, readers cringe. Usually, it's not realistic. So the solution to avoid this is to consider subtext. According to Robert McKee, text is, quote, the surface of a work of art, end quote. Subtext is, quote, the inner substance of a work of art, the meanings and feelings that flow beneath the surface, end quote. Anakin's dialogue in this extract here sucks because the text, what he expresses verbally, is the same as the subtext, what he is thinking internally. The key to creating dialogue that isn't on the nose is to have a slight disparity between these two. Think, for instance, about two examples. Example number one, a character is sad and they are crying. Example number two, a character is sad and they are trying not to cry. In the first example, it's just literal. But in the second example, there's conflict, because what they want is different to what they are expressing. And that wraps up our first quick writing tip bonus episode. Like I said, I'll be posting one of these every Monday for the next 4 weeks. Let me know if you want more of them or if you enjoyed them by emailing jed.hearn1@gmail.com. That's jed.hearn1@gmail.com. Or by hitting me up on Twitter at Jed Hearn, and links to that will be in the show notes before. Also, if you want some free sci-fi and fantasy stories by yours truly, go to jedhearn.com/club. It'll let you join my brand new reader club, and when you do that, I'll send you 5 free short stories plus some exclusive bonus content. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.